Hello, everyone. You have a special guest host today. This is Mr. Teagues. Mr. Bettis is not available for the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office podcast hosting position today because he is our guest. Welcome, Mr. Bettis. Please introduce yourself, your background, and your time in our district.
Thank you, Mr. Teagues. That was way better than I usually do. So, I'm Mr. Mark Bettis. I'm the principal of Surprise Lake Middle School. My background is I am a shop teacher from Montana. That's how I usually try to explain myself. That is a rabid Bears fan. I don't know how I got to work that in. Our time in the district is 17 years. I spent 11 years as a high school shop teacher. I'm going to make sure this adds up. You can do the math for me.
I can do the math.
All right. 11 years as a high school shop teacher. I spent 1 year split between Hedden and Endeavor.
12.
And then 1 year at Endeavor.
13. All,
only
okay.
On Endeavor. And then 2 years at Columbia Junior High School.
Okay, 15.
We're up to 15.
Yep.
And this is my second year at Surprise Lake
that,
School.
You are correct. That is 17 years.
Boom. There we go. That's my time in the district.
Nice. So when did you decide to work in education?
I decided to work in education when I was in sixth grade. Before that, I wanted to be an author. I like to write, and I still like to write. But I thought in sixth grade I would want to be an English teacher. But then when I got to middle school, you're smiling.
And laughing quietly.
Well, at that time I didn't know that being an English teacher would be reading lots and lots and lots of student papers. But anyway, so when I got into seventh grade, I was really good at building and that sort of stuff. And I went, oh my gosh, I could do building and be a teacher? That's like the dream gig. So seventh grade, from then on, I wanted to be a high school shop teacher in Shepherd, Montana, and be a head football coach. That was my dream, but funny how things move around, right?
Yeah, we move around. So what is one thing that students would be surprised to find out about you?
You know what? Actually, I wish I had come up with something clever, but you know what? I think maybe a lot of them are surprised when they find out that I was a teacher, but that I was a shop teacher at the high school, but... also, that I lived in Australia for a year. That was pretty exciting. I think a lot of kids don't know that, but yeah. I'm an onion, Mr. Teagues. There's very many layers.
You have layers and layers and layers.
Okay.
So what makes a good day here at school for you?
You know what? Doing a podcast with Mr. Teagues. That's one of the things.
Oh, well, thank you.
And then, you know what? Just... I love observations. I know that that's a super nerdy thing, but I love going in and watching teachers teach and like being able to come. I don't. You're looking at me for that.
I see you geek out doing that all the time.
It is awesome.
Yeah,
it really is. And like and then actually the conversation afterwards to be able to, why did you do what you did in the situation, or like telling them that, hey, you know, Billy in the corner over there was just dialed in what you were saying, and every kid was engaged. I love that. It's probably observations are good. And then just walking around, give kids high fives. If I spend too much time in my office, that's a bad day at school. So.
Yeah. So what is the best thing about being a principal?
About being a principal? You know, I think that... gosh, that's trick. I was prepared for what was the best thing about being a teacher. It's just making a difference. But, you know, I think that, like... I still get to work with kids. Mrs. Gallus is out today, and I got to work with kids. And I still, that's probably my best part of the gig. And then, like I said, working with teachers and knowing the amount of work and the amount of passion that like a teacher puts in. Like, they give so much to, like, being a teacher. You know, if I'm a... if I'm a businessman or something like that, sometimes it's about the bottom line. It's a little trickier because we're trying to make a difference in the life of kids. And we're trying to teach them social studies or math or English or something like that. But deeper than that, we want them to be responsible, respectful members of society. And I guess my piece as I move farther away from that direct connection is just working with teachers and like getting them excited about that and recognizing that too. So.
Yeah. I know that you are a very busy man, and I know that you listen to a lot of podcasts, but the question is, what's the last book you read?
you know what? I listen to my own podcast over and over again. I usually do once.
You listen to books in the car, though, don't you?
I do, and actually, I'm reading a book called Rethinking Homework.
Okay.
and that's really good. But actually listening, it's funny, I do listen to books in the car. You do pay attention.
I do pay attention.
Actually, I just finished Stephen Hawking's Brief Answers to Big Questions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I read Brief History of Time when I was, I don't know, in my 20s, yeah. And it changed my world. I can't even look, like, I look up at the lights, and I go, the amount of things that are going on that you don't even realize, it
yeah,
takes me.
So true.
It was cool. A great book.
So, personal fun books to listen to, and good educational books
yeah,
to read.
Exactly. I try to do both, and sometimes I hit something like, and I talked about this, and I'm sure with Malcolm Gladwell, sometimes when I read something for fun, I see it. Like, I see how it's applicable to school, too. So
yeah.
That's when it's really a sweet spot.
That's great. So what excites you about being in education right now?
You know what? I think of, you know what? I was like, oh, man, I probably won't talk too much. And now I'm thinking I'm talking way too much. Let's see. What excites me about being in education right now?
All the
what excites
announcements.
Yeah,
that
my announcements
are
popping up on my computer. I need to be somewhere else. Excites me about being in education right now is that we went through No Child Left Behind, and there was I think that was a really yucky time to be in education. I thought there was so much focus on just a test score, and test scores are extremely important. And I think that it's a sad thing that we were teaching kids how to take a test. Any amount of time that we spent doing that was not teaching them, like, the math or the English or anything like that.
Yep.
So I think that the good thing that came out of that is the accountability to all students, right? That
yep.
I go, that we can't just go, hey, you know what? Billy's not doing a good job. We're going to bounce him out of school, and we're going to get rid of him. Or you know, it made us accountable to all kids. And I think that what is super exciting, there's a long way to get to that, is that I think the pendulum is swinging back to we can focus on kids, but we've also learned that we need to focus on all kids. And that I always say that not every kid is going to be the valedictorian, but I'm never going to let them down. I'm not going to be the one that isn't there for them. And I think that's the great thing about being in education right now, Mr. Teagues. How's that for you?
Excellent. All right, you get an opportunity right now to give one piece of advice to a student. What is it?
You know what I'd say? You know what? Another one that I thought I should have probably prepared for. But I think what comes right off the cuff is to be you. Because when you're a middle school student, and this is where we're working, so often kids, they come and they start to have this social awareness, and they start to try to define who they are. Because they don't really know. They're defining from their parents, and then they come to school and they start to define themselves based upon their kids. So I think that there is a definitive answer for just one person. So my advice to those kids is just to be able to go, just be you. Be exactly who you are, not who other people expect you to be, your parents or your principal or your teacher or your friends. Just be you. And I've yet to meet a kid in 17 years of education that wasn't a good kid, that didn't have some kind of special part of them that makes them valuable. So
it's a great, great piece of advice, Mr. Bettis. So with that, we will wrap up this special episode of Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office Podcast. So thank you very much, Mr. Bettis.
And thank you, Mr. Teagues, for stepping out and being the questioner. You're always good at questions.
I'm always good at questions.